In November 2006, close to Remembrance Day, the M7-M5 interchange in southwestern Sydney was dedicated in honour of Sir Rodan Cutler VC. A commemorative plaque and rest area were provided in a nearby recreation area in Ash Road, Prestons, which has an excellent view of the interchange.
Sir Rodan Cutler is probably the most distinguished and the most known Australian recipient of the Second World War. He was an artilleryman and was the only Australian artilleryman of either World War to be awarded the Victoria Cross. He was one of the two recipients of the Syrian campaign. The Australians went into Syria in June of 1941. He was quite a long citation. He was cited for gallantry earlier in the campaign when, as an observation party, he went forward almost behind enemy lines, where he was able to signal in the Australian artillery. The group was attacked. Sir Rodan actually manned a anti-tank gun and fired at the tracks of a tank and caused it to withdraw. Later on in the campaign, he was wounded and had to be carried out of action. He was actually out in no man's land for some time, and to save his life, they had to amputate his leg.
Sir Rodan Cutler, recorded in 1995, explains why he enlisted and the circumstances leading to the awarding of his Victoria Cross.
It was war. We'd joined up because we felt that it was necessary to stop the rampage that was ravaging Europe and threatening Australia. We did our duty as we saw it, and I suppose some were lucky or unlucky enough to be in a position at a time when they had to do something. I suppose that I was in that position. It started with me returning from an area where I'd been seeing that the guns were brought down and repositioned, and the CO said to me, "Look, we don't know where Captain Clark is. Will you go up and find him?" So I went up and eventually found Captain Clark, and we got caught by about 15 foreign legionnaires and two light tanks in an old broken down mud hut, and they attacked us. Clark was killed, Bren Gunner next to me was killed, the signaller with me was wounded. I was fortunate enough to survive, and then the question arose as to whether we should withdraw. We were on the fringe of Merjeun, the town, and it was an essential town to be held if we were to stay there. Otherwise, we would have been driven back into Palestine. So I argued that we should press on. It should be an advance. The enemy were unsure, and so I pushed ahead with about five other ranks to set up an observation post to register the guns on the only road which ran into the town. I left four of the men at a house on the fringe of the town and pressed on with the signaller where I could get a good view of the road. I had just finished registering the road when a heavy tank came up, stopped, I suppose, no more than 20 yards from me, but down at a lower level, so they didn't see me, fortunately, and I crawled into a drainage ditch and said to, on the phone, "Please do not ring the telephone. I'm cut off, and if you ring, of course they will know where I am." So I hung there with the signaller until after dark. We took off our boots and slung them around our neck, took what light gear we could carry, and we made our way back in darkness, picked up the other four soldiers, and then my worry was we had to get back into our own lines, and of course they would obviously shoot at any movement from the enemy lines. So when I thought I was near enough, I called out, and one of the infantry officers, whom I'd been at the university with, called out, "Is that you, Roe?" And I said, "Yes, is that you, Cam?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "I was just going to shoot." And I said, "Well, don't." And I got the troops back in, and I suppose, well, that was the first part, but Don't forget, my VC was given to me for action over 18 days, and I don't think you want to be wearied with 18 days of strenuous battle, but I must say the strain at the end of the 18 days was very severe indeed.
Because of his injuries, he was repatriated to Australia. He actually received his Victoria Cross from the Governor-General in Sydney. During the war, he had various appointments. But after the war, he joined Foreign Affairs and was High Commissioner at New Zealand and Ceylon. He was Australian Consul General in New York and had just been appointed Ambassador to the Netherlands and had just taken up his post when he was offered the position of Governor of New South Wales. He was a marvellous success as Governor of New South Wales. He was there for 15 years. A man of great dignity, he really related to the people and they related to him. At the time of his death, he was the overseas vice president of the Victoria Cross and George Cross Association.
To conclude this oral history project, Sir Roden Cutler gave his views on the nature of war and remembrance on the 50th anniversary of the end of the Second World War.
The 50th anniversary of the end of the war, I think it's important. I think it's good to remember it. I think it's good to make the whole country aware of it, but I would not like it made something to look back on all the time, what we did, you know, and how we survived. I think it's important that it lives on because it's part of our national history, and I think we've got to ensure that our children, our grandchildren, and their children and grandchildren realise that it's not a commemoration of war, it's not a commemoration of glories past. It's a meeting of old friends at the present time who went through the same sort of difficulties, but it will continue, I think, as part of our national history, and that to me is very important indeed, because if we don't learn history and take note of it, we'll be making the same mistakes again in the future as we made in the past.
The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent, in whole or in part, the position of the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority.